Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I am your host, Ace Sulfame K, the artificial sweetener Ace Sulfame K. None of you get that because you're not sophisticated like I am.
No.
Really. Although we have a very, very special guest tonight. We have Sharon Mama Spell, internet auteur, comedian, and worldwide celebrity. I have chosen to use this time for the next hour to talk about the fundamentals of computer science. First, I will discuss perhaps...
Church Turing thesis?
The Turing thesis, indeed, automata theory. And then I'm going to move on to more specialized topics, cryptography, perhaps.
Will we be discussing Lie groups, please, please? Oh, yes, please.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure either. What about the Lebesgue outer measure?
I know how to click a mouse.
But seriously.
Oh, we had you fooled, didn't we, radio listening audience? The wackiness we get into here.
Sharon, Sharon Mama Spell, you are a special friend of the show. You've been on the show many times.
So special.
We love having you. In fact, I believe
it's nice to be had.
Your name anagrams to special.
Hmm.
Sharon Spell, special.
Speaking of special,
boy, the clock's ticking slowly then. So, let's just get right
and
into
Mama
it.
Mama spelled backwards is M-M. It's
Wait,
true.
That's like Islamic or something. Mm. Or Iman, supermodel Iman,
mm-hmm.
who was in...
It's not Mama's Tin Machine, it's just Tin Machine. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
So we're off to a rockin' start here on Sex Talk.
But we do have a topic. We actually have two topics in mind.
Yes.
The first is, you are going... Well, the first is the rivalry between local Pittsburgh talent and local Pittsburgh comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what you're going to do to top... Fat Man D. Fat Man D came on the show, took off all her clothes.
Before the show even started.
Showed us her vagina, offered a blowjob.
Are you sure it was Fat Man D and not a Fat Man D imitator?
No.
Because there are a lot of them out there.
I think there is.
Are you sure it was Fat Man D and not a Fat Man D imitator?
No.
Because there are a lot of them out there.
I think there is no doubt that we had the real thing.
There's only one Fat Man D. And
she farted for us many times. Played the belly bongos.
Showed us her tattoos.
Yep, her scars.
So I'd even show you the beanbag that she sat on, but we've had it. It's in isolation right now.
I think actually it has been stolen and now is being sold on eBay.
So, Sharon, not to put you on the spot, but where are you going to go with...
Yeah.
Well, if I tell you now, then why will people listen for the hour, you know?
I see. This is suspense.
Yeah, why not? Let's have some suspense.
That's true. Fat Mandy just cut to the chase, which was good. It was direct. It was bold. That's her style. But you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a bit more of a subtle temptress, huh?
Mm.
And having just seen this movie, Dancer in the Box, where it was called.
Yes. Dance in My Box.
You do an incredible Bjork imitation.
I was actually thinking about going as Selma for Halloween. Selma's the character in Dance in My Box.
Dancer in the Dark? Dancer in the Dark.
I'm not that kind of mama. I don't want Jean to have a bicycle. It is very strange to me, television.
I haven't seen this movie, but I'm struck by
it. It's my money.
Can you sing like Bjork?
Of course.
All right.
Let me have a little more Coca-Cola.
I was going to say, I actually got a message. See, the thing is, I'm so handicapped by my refusal to attend movies in the movie theater.
I thought you were kind of...
I see a lot of movies, but I wait for them to come out on video or on DVD because...
I thought you were like Crown Prince of the Destina Theater or something.
Well, I mean, that's when I broke my ironclad rule, was when Pittsburgh finally got stadium seating, and then I could... Like, it's just so irritating to me when people are next to me touching me or they're, like, giant, oversized.
Well, I think you're going to the wrong kind of movie theater.
They're, like, flopping back and forth.
We're talking about the Garden Theater.
Right, I was going to say.
Right?
Look, the
show's starting daily at 9 a.m.
That theater doesn't need any more troubles.
Including Sunday.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know how to applaud?
And who wants to see porn at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning?
Me? Oh. That was not...
Well, in a public theater.
No, I mean, if you've been taking crystal meth all night and having sex until 9, then sure.
I guess porn would be relaxing.
You don't want to wake up. I mean, you're kind of thinking, you know...
It goes great with Sunday brunch.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking you get up, you have your cup of coffee, maybe a bagel, drive to the porn theater. Like, that's the last thing I want to do.
The party's just starting. No, but this is like the New York lifestyle. The party's just starting at 9 a.m.
Right, that's true. The rave DJ is just starting to hit the good cuts. And that's when you...
The good cuts.
I don't know. Head out.
So I got a message on my answering machine. I'm going to ask you to do a little improv. The message on my answering machine was Bjork on Dancer in the Dark if she had been directed by Stephen Dotchko of L.A. Law. Hello, courtroom.
You mean La La?
Exactly. La 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 or whatever.
La La La.
NYPD Blue or whatever. Can you do us a little, you know, maybe Bjork in the courtroom or Bjork on the beat, Bjork being interrogated, Bjork in the box.
Bjork in the box.
I'm stretching your comedic abilities here, but that's what you're all about, Karen. Karen.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
In fact, I challenge you to remain Bork for the entire rest of the hour.
Pork?
Pork remain pork for the rest of
the other white meat.
I actually thought the sequel to Dance in My
that's
Box
not sounding like
would
Bjork.
Be, I was thinking to be the sequel for...
Now you sound kind of like Bulky, actually, from Perfect Strangers.
Bulky. Hi, I'm Bulky. Bulky Summers.
Do you require, like, extra postage?
Usually.
This is wet. I've got, like, you know, these sports line guys have now transferred their saliva and testosterone onto my skin, and it's now soaking in. This is
well, normally you pay good money for that kind of treatment. Dr. Acetylcholine.
Well, who was
inhibitor.
Sitting in the spot? Was it the cute one?
Sure.
Was there one? I didn't see one.
I was being
It was the
generous.
Sweaty, oily That's... one. So anyway, what's our second
I
topic
show you
for
my
tonight
bite mark.
Besides?
Oh, whoa.
You can't see this, of course, on the radio, but Sharon Mamaspell is
that's
pointing
like
to a bite mark on her upper right arm.
Seriously, as I am trained in the legal profession, and that's like a $20,000
lawsuit right there.
Only if Marv Albert did it.
Yes. Well, it was not. Yes, it was not Marv Albert, but it was some guy who's a friend of a friend, and I saw him out on Saturday night, mm-hmm. and we were talking. Everything was cool. We were having friendly banter back and forth. He took me in his arms like we were going to tango, held my arm out, bent over, and bit me. Bit my arm.
Did you provoke this in
any
way? No. Just,
I thought he was going to kiss my arm, which was a little weird, but he bit my arm, which was even weirder.
I suppose it hurt.
A little bit. It hurt, and then the hurt went away, and I forgot about it until Sunday.
And then,
and then all day
good,
Sunday.
And then waves of sexual pleasure started. I mean, that's the way it is with anal sex.
When anal sex is requested and desired, but
excuse
me.
I was
dancing in my box.
Or Thrust Upon You by
Sorry.
Ryan Philippe.
Right.
He prefers
Philippe,
actually. His name to be pronounced Ryan Philippe.
I didn't ask to be bitten. And he marked me.
You know,
and all day
I
Sunday, every time I moved my arm, I got angrier and angrier.
See? Mental distress.
Yeah.
So another $5 million
well,
on the
loss of consortium.
But actually, I saw him at karaoke on Sunday night.
Did you bite him back?
In a way. I've dedicated the great Queen song, Another One Bites My Arm, to him. And did kind of a spoken word performance art piece directed to him about this
I'm
incident.
I'm not sure this taught him a valuable lesson. He probably felt like you
were flirting. Yes, that you like this.
No.
I don't know if this
I don't
is
think
going to discourage.
Well, he wasn't smiling.
Hmm.
He was trying to laugh it off, but he was not.
Well, he didn't.
I guess because the idea of another one bites my arm just made him feel like one of the many who've been
that
there,
be.
Done that.
They're lining
that.
Up around the block.
Yep. I'll have to bite you.
Bite me.
It's fun.
I said it one too many times, apparently.
So the other topic for tonight?
I was going to say that, well, I'm sorry. I mean, the human mouth is like, you know, second to Chernobyl. It's like the second dirtiest,
yeah.
like...
And I guess he was mocking me because I don't have front teeth anymore. I actually have to get another tooth pulled. You want to see my... I'll show you my false tooth.
Well, I don't know if I need to see this at all.
I'm trying to be outrageous.
Are you serious? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Okay, now show... Can you smile?
She's demurely covering her mouth, but mm-hmm. she's now offering this horrifying piece of
is
dental...
Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I had an accident when I was 14 and fell on my face and
Owie.
Knocked those teeth out. And
Owie.
Yeah. And so the oral surgeon at the time of the accident put the teeth back in to place because they came out rooting everything. And so they stayed for 13 more years, which was
good.
Amazing. Yeah. But then the root deteriorated
mm-hmm.
over the time. And one had to go last year. The other one is
wow.
going actually on Halloween Day. So I've got my crack whore outfit already planned. You know?
Yeah. It doesn't mm-hmm. get much more convincing than having
right.
teeth taken out for the crack whore outfit.
Right.
As an important public service message, I should point out that if your child's or adult's tooth does get knocked out, I believe you're supposed to put it in milk.
That's what I've been told.
Store it in milk and then go to the emergency, mm-hmm. like,
but
ER.
Fortunately, I had my accident in the parking lot of the emergency section of
I
the hospital.
I smell a lawsuit.
Mm. 14 years after the fact?
Sure. Repressed memories.
Yeah.
Delayed trauma.
Right. And I have to have tooth implants. I don't have to, but that's the easiest
You can get tooth implants?
Mm.
Like they living teeth?
Yeah. No. They take metal rods.
Oh, so it's
drill
not like,
them through your...
I was hoping there'd be some kind of horrifying exploitation
right.
of, you know, penny
It was really horrible when
something.
I got my first tooth taken out, is I thought he was going to have Valium there for me, you know, a little vitamin B for me in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have anything.
No what? Prince Valiant? Nothing?
The deuce you say.
Who was crying like a baby? Share Mama Spell.
That's sweet right. Jesus on a... Yeah. Well, why don't you go back and get some of those sweet
Well, no,
sweet
this
drugs.
Next time we're having some Halcyon.
Oh, that's fantastic. Halcyon is more of a kind of sleep aid, isn't
right. Right. Well, that's all I need. I don't want to be awake for that.
No, it's bad.
He would put his fingers in my mouth and then bring his fingers out and there's blood.
You want the good stuff, like the Valium, the Percocet, the Demerol.
I got Percocet for afterward.
Oh, sweet.
Right. Yeah.
Party
don't mix that with alcohol. Place. That's a bad thing. Hmm. Bad things happen.
That's all like government propaganda.
No, I tried it, and it was bad things happen.
Really? What happens?
I got sick.
Did you
in
turn into
a bad
York?
Way. And I was on the plane going to Paris, and I was going to see DJ Tricky compose our new album. And I was watching the television on the airplane, and all of a sudden, these people started climbing up my legs, and I felt very nauseous. And I had to go to the toilet. And Beck was in the first class with me. And Beck asked me
Keep going.
To join the Mile High Club with him.
Bjork and Beck. Wow.
Cool. That sounds like actually a pretty good combo, alcohol.
Very scared to him.
If you're sitting in your room watching TV and suddenly having a threesome with Beck in.
Yeah, I'd go. I mean, you know, Beck's kind of grungy, but I'd go that way, certainly. Mm. I'd turn homosexual
Bjork's
for that.
You're a cutie. I would ignore Beck's scrawny bod. Anyway.
My in-laws come tomorrow.
So, actually, on the topic of having our evil way with Beck and Bjork.
Well, you just ran right over the in-law comment? Like it.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Continue with your little in-law story. I didn't know you were married.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Dad, I didn't know
Where
she
were you
sick.
When I programmed your Cybertronic brain?
You've purged my memory so many times. Basically, after every time we get together Friday nights for beers, the next morning I wake up with no memory.
And Vaseline all over your
eyes. Right, exactly.
Oh.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
Thanks.
How long have you been married?
A year and a half.
Just to fill in our listeners.
Have you stopped having sex then? Because you're only supposed to have sex the first year
with
you're
other
married.
People.
Just to fill in our listeners, stop me when I say something I'm not supposed to say. I believe you met your husband-to-be on Al Gore's internet.
Right.
And that was a pretty fantastic story. This person is from, like, Sweden or someplace,
the
land of Bjork.
Right.
Are Sweden and the Netherlands the same?
He was very
sure.
good to type with one hand.
And, you know, unlike so many other internet romances which end with one or both parties, like...
In a crawl space?
Or decomposing in a barrel, yeah, exactly. you actually seem to have thrived.
We take turns getting in the barrel, is why our marriage works so well.
That's very
it's
good.
Nice.
How does that work? If there's a man in the barrel and you're a woman, like, what body part do you insert into the hole in the barrel?
You find a way.
Well, hot pokers.
I appreciate the effort, but like,
right.
but there's certain physical limitations. You don't have any protruding.
Well, you don't
part.
Always have to stick in to the barrel. Things can stick out of the barrel.
Oh,
I think
really?
I've just said too much.
That's true.
But
that would be with that barrel tipped. That'd be a pretty.
Ooh, owie!
Well, that's where the trust factor comes into play.
And splinters.
I mean, yeah. Must be trust.
Now, do you think that in 1,000 years, when science is significantly advanced, we will have barrels? With 1,000 penises sticking out of them in all directions?
Penises?
Is that your special dream?
Monkey penises?
Well, I think if we had the technology to put 1,000 penises on a barrel, they could be any kind of penis we'd want.
Mm.
At that point, right?
Mm.
I'd say yes. And why not penises all on the inside, so you can just get into the barrel, have somebody nail it shut, and then roll you down a hill with you just like bouncing around on all these penises as you roll down the hill?
Why not? Like Walt Disney once said, if we can dream it, we can do it.
Actually, I suppose this is some twisted Freudian version of this kind of torture/execution method that the Serbs used during the recent Yugoslavian unpleasantness.
My husband's not Serbian.
I won't even get into it. Never mind. Okay. Take a barrel, pound lots of nails into it, points inside, then put a guy inside it, then roll it down a hill.
I think that's been done.
I think the Scots invented that actually.
Oh, probably.
For torturing witches.
If eating haggis wasn't bad enough, they put you in a barrel.
So my in-laws arrive from Scotland tomorrow.
Oh, so he's not Dutch or Swedish, he's Scottish.
Right.
Okay. That's an entirely different kettle of fish.
Mm.
Has he forced you to eat weird Scottish foods?
No.
Do you still, I was wondering, even though you're now married and living in the same house, presumably, or whatever, do you still communicate over the internet? Like, do you have computers in separate rooms?
Sometimes. We have the same
for
computer.
Old time's
sake? Right. No, from his work, we email.
Hmm.
Or he emails to me, and I email from home sometimes. But not in-depth conversations. It's usually links to JesusDressUp.com with the cutout Jesus doll and put clothes on and stuff like that. Little
happies. As seen on Meme Pool many weeks ago, yes.
Mm. Little happies.
There's literally a site called JesusDressUp.com.
I forget
what it's
called.
Jesus, I think. Look on Meme Pool. It's there. Yeah, it's some kind of Java thingy, right, where you can, there's a little Jesus on a cross and you can put different outfits on.
Like a tuxedo
paper doll,
or
and a devil
snorkel.
Suit and snorkels, yeah.
It's very respectful of our Savior.
We're all that much closer to hell now because of this. Absolutely.
So Meme Pool, that's MemePool.com. You should maybe share, since your name is, maybe you should start a competing site, Mama Pool. Actually, what's the name of your website?
MamaRama.net.
Give us the URL. MamaRama.
Did somebody else have .com?
Mm-hmm. And they're not even
Riot
properly
Girls.
Using it. No, ChickClick, I think, owns that. And what am I going to do?
Bastards.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So MamaRama.com automatically
TP their website.
Your,
I don't know.
So let's,
ooh.
There you go. MamaRama.net. So it's M-A-M-A-R-A-M-A.
.net.
So what do you have on there?
All sorts of things.
You said you had a golden shower video on there.
Right. It's not a video. It's a collection of still pictures from a golden shower that I took by myself. But the camera person was there also. So, yeah, that's there. I keep a live journal. An online diary. I have monkey cam archives.
Monkey? You have a monkey?
Yes. And monkey
cool.
And I put some, broadcast some shows.
Did you hear about these monkeys down in Philadelphia, by the way?
Mm.
Monkeys escaped, I don't know, for a pet store or a zoo or something, right? And they throw food at cars driving by on Interstate 95. I love that. I think that's fantastic.
What kind of food?
Crab apples, they mentioned.
I remember the story, so it was very funny. Like, this person flagged down a police officer and said, "You're not going to believe this, but there's a monkey in a tree that's throwing food at my car."
Right.
Of course, the officer didn't believe it, and then
went back and the monkey schooled him. I think they're just throwing fruit.
I believe the monkey mounted the officer at that point.
Yes, that'll teach them to wear these special cop pants with a red back section. But frankly, of all the things I've seen monkeys throwing, crab apples are by far the nicest.
Hmm.
There's deep levels of hell that you don't really want to get into there.
Well, monkeys throw their own feces at you.
Exactly.
Speaking of, we had a monkeys cabaret on Friday night.
You mean the hit 60s group, The
right.
Monkees?
My band, The Mophones, hosted 9 bands who did covers of monkey songs at Culpepper's Hot House. And I saved the evening by fixing one of the toilets in the ladies' room. Speaking of monkey feces. But
wow.
It was overflowing horribly, and I got in there and
this
pulled up my monkey
sexy
sleeve.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Hot put it, fix in action. Wow, that's very admirable, I guess.
Were you wearing a glove, or did you just, like, stick
I was
your
wearing
hand?
My Mike Nesmith drag for the evening.
Mm. Well, in using the power of Mike Nesmith, you repelled
right.
all of the excrement.
Cool. And some white out.
I mean, I know.
No, there was nothing in the toilet
okay.
except water.
Because I know most women won't even sit on their toilets,
right.
let alone go elbow deep in.
And usually, well, it was in the tank of it in the back.
Oh, okay.
Where
well,
that's
okay.
the sacred water.
It's getting a lot less sketchy now.
Yeah. So, no, all the evil things had floated away, apparently. And
that's good.
So I just got in there to stop the water from flowing.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I saved the baby.
So your in-laws are coming.
Tomorrow. They're
right.
staying until Sunday morning.
Have you ever spent time with them before?
Oh, yeah. They're
okay.
lovely people. Yeah.
So they're going to go out caber tossing with them, I guess? And
in a way. In a sense, if a martini is a caber substitute, then yes, we'll be doing that.
Should
that
be single malt?
Could be. Could be a little bit of that. Yeah. Yeah. We got married May of last year, and his folks came over in October for a visit, and I didn't know what to call them, Mr. and Mrs. Monpa.
Right.
And my father-in-law said, Sharon, where are you drinking, buddies? You call us by our first names. So,
oh, well, that's pretty sweet.
Wow. So I do.
It's better than
it's
like
nice.
a cattle prod to the genitals or something. Like, stay away from my boy!
Which is what they got,
In return?
To the other. Oh. No, what they gave to the other daughter-in-law.
Ooh.
They're not married.
Dun, dun, dun. Sin, sin, sin.
But it's cool. Oh, pardon me. I got the,
They didn't, like,
chair.
Give you a headbutt to the nose or something? And
well, they did, but that's
in a loving way.
Yes. That's a compliment to their culture.
In-laws, I'd be constantly thinking of, Mr. Scott from Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of, like, the engines cannot take the strain kind of thing?
No.
Even in your mind?
No.
Like, during?
No. Absolutely not.
They say pass the mashed potatoes, and you're like,
okay.
We cannot break the laws of gravy.
Right. No. Absolutely not.
Well, but now you will, because you've implanted this in your mind.
We'll see.
Warp factor 9.2. None of that? I can sense that, you're holding back here, Sharon.
Holding back what?
This show, if as our listeners know, we hold nothing back. What is that?
What is that?
Candy. I didn't bring enough for the class. Do you want a candy?
No, it looks like an eraser.
Yeah, it's eraser candy.
This is actually a pretty common. I mean, a lot of women have trouble eating. I mean, they have this condition that makes them eat dirt. Maybe it's not just women.
Pregnant women, specifically, right? Or, like, poor pregnant women. There's some kind of mineral deficiency. I'm not making this up.
And why
it's
are you
well-known.
Talking to me about this?
Because you're eating an eraser.
Maybe you have some critical rubber deficiency in your diet. No, I think this was first observed among, like poor black women in the South after the Civil War. Like, would get this compulsion to eat particular types of dirt and clay when they were pregnant. It's well documented. I'm not making this up. If any of you want to challenge me, you can call us here.
We haven't given out the numbers yet.
Right, at 621 WRCT, or if you're on campus, a simple 8 WRCT.
I have a question that I bet our listeners are wondering, which is, what on earth is the show about? Where is the sex? Where
right.
is the sex, Mama?
And lead us. Lead us to the sex.
Well, you're the married one.
Let's talk about your
lead
Twitter.
Lead me to the sex.
We don't often get women on the show.
You don't what?
We don't often get women on the show.
I mean, not against their will. We often tell them, oh, yes, it's a thoughtful, sensitive show. And then they come in here and we lock the door and
right.
chaos ensues.
Let's have some chaos.
How about oral sex techniques? You're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
Receiving?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I know how to give oral sex to a man.
I'm not.
After all, I was in the Navy for 4 years.
Right, in the barrel. I'm not a big fan of receiving.
What?
I'm not. I'm
how did we get this guest?
Well.
What's up with this?
I don't mind it.
Freak?
I don't mind it, and, it's a nice...
I mean, I don't mind a handshake. I don't mind sitting through a basketball game.
That's what it's
game.
For me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But your husband must be very relieved.
We haven't really talked about it. Yeah, sometimes we dabble with that, and it's pleasant.
Wow. Pleasant.
Yeah. But it's not really for me. I guess just like the way I got accustomed to pleasing myself early on had a lot to do with it. And it's all sex is all in the mind
right.
anyway.
And that was with your Planet of the Apes action figures.
Right.
Yes.
Dr. Oh, sorry. Zaius. Dr. Zaius. Ooh. Rocky. Dr.
Zaius.
Zaius.
Make love to me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah. So
I have a friend who used to masturbate with a Snoopy electric toothbrush when she was a little girl.
That kind of makes sense, though.
The Snoopy part always cracked me up. Since I had a Snoopy electric toothbrush myself as a child.
Wow, I mean,
did it smell funny?
No, she did not use mine. I didn't meet her until well after, and we lived in different states.
Anybody else who's sharing the Snoopy electric toothbrush in her family is probably psychologically damaged.
Probably.
Sharon, what's it all about?
So, so we're also going to talk about celebrity crushes or celebrity sex, right?
Well, if you want to make the segue from oral sex to celebrity crushes,
well, Sharon seems to be a dead end on the whole oral sex thing, right? Like,
meow. I mean,
okay, anal sex. What about it? You're a woman. Do women like anal sex?
They have to be worked up for it.
Interesting. Interesting. Can I ask you this? I know we didn't talk about. I didn't necessarily introduce this as talking about your personal sex life, but
right.
Too late now.
I've always been interested because as this is the question I've always had. Like, actually, I will put this in two. This question has two prongs. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
First prong is, I was talking with a male friend of mine who was trying to talk his girlfriend into doing anal sex,
mm-hmm.
and she was kind of willing to try it and so on. And I asked him what the appeal was for him, and his reply was, "I like it because it hurts them a little."
Wow.
So that's,
did I show you my bite mark?
That's prong. Yeah, you did. And so I thought, you know, so the second thing is also I know one reason why men like anal sex so much is because the famous prostate gland is supposed to be very sensitive, and in fact it's very pleasurable. If the females don't have this, is it still reasonably, you know, are there still? I mean, I personally, as a card carrying homosexual,
can I see that?
Can I see your card? Yeah.
Well, it's it's in my pants.
I have to reach for it myself.
I find anal sex, in fact, intensely pleasurable. It's not just ordinarily pleasurable. It's fantastic. And so, not being a woman, I don't know if they get the same kind of bonus from it or not. So, will address both those points simultaneously.
I'm not really well schooled in that area. I've dabbled.
Mm-hmm.
Taken a few pass-fail courses, but not really for credit. Didn't put any money down.
Mm-hmm. Essay question.
Blue Book. Scantron.
Scantron, more what it was. Choice, yeah.
Yeah. It was usually in a situation where I'm so excited, so worked up that I don't care.
So drunk.
I don't care what's going on back there. Just make something go on back there.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of situation comes up, but it's not purposefully. Let's have anal sex. I think if I were approached with that, like, hey, when we have sex this time, let me put it in your butt. You know, I would not like that. That
what
would
about
really
a nice
turn
card?
Me off. A card?
Yeah.
An e-card from BlueMountain.com?
Sure. Like, honey, I've been thinking of nothing but.
It's Yom
my
Kippur.
In your butt.
Let's break
know.
Our fast with anal sex.
Sure. I can't think of any rhyming couplets that rhyme with anal sex. This is why we need Lance here. This is why you shouldn't have destroyed him, ejected him into space. He was a superior co-host to my poor robotic
self. You mean because he can make rhymes?
Yes, because he can rhyme things with anal penetration. I know, for your birthday celebration, let's try some anal penetration.
My birthday celebration was last week, actually.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be too late to send this e-card then?
It's never too late.
We can use the internet
Happy
to
belated
send things
birthday.
Back in time, right?
Celebrate your belated birthday celebration. Wait.
With?
Yeah. Belated anal
penetration. There you go. you know.
So, but I've heard women talk about anal sex as a pleasurable situation, and some women prefer anal sex. And
prefer,
I guess you just have to... talk to them. I don't know. But as for me, I don't usually go for that.
No
unless...
Never mind. I was making a bad 70s music joke.
I'm a man-eater.
That's the... whenever I watch sort of a teen movie about...
There's lots of anal sex in teen
about,
movies.
Well, exactly. I thought about how, you know, the female usually is reluctant to have sex with her boyfriend partially because she's worried about getting pregnant. I'm like, well, you know, you can either blow him or give him, like, some backdoor action.
Or you could abstain.
Logical
you ever think
for
about
me.
That? Abstaining?
Well, not if you want to get your rocks off.
Maybe the girl didn't have rocks.
Well, then that's all the more tragic.
I didn't get my rocks till my mid-20s.
Hmm. Cherry Mama Spell, internet celebrity, local comedian.
Raconteur.
Raconteur. Raconteur.
Raconteur?
Are you making fun of my boobs?
Word. No. It's a fancy word for a good talker.
Oh, right.
Me talk pretty one day.
Celebrity crushes.
I'm so sad that Strangers with Candy is off the air. Oh, it's not off the air, but it's been canceled. Yeah.
I've seen ads for it.
It had to grow on you fungus-like, though. Like, the first episodes I saw weren't that funny, but, like, the third and fourth and fifth got
I don't have that kind of patience. If I watched the Gina Davis show tonight, and I didn't laugh once.
I don't think that has anything to do with the repetition or growing on you, right? I think it has to do with it's a hacky bad show.
I mean, but if you watch a show and you hate the first three episodes, why are you still watching it?
Oh, I didn't hate this show. It was vaguely amusing.
Well, the Gina Davis show was vaguely amusing, but I'm never going back. Hmm. I loved her in Cutthroat Island.
Wow, somebody saw it. I liked her a lot in Earth Girls Are Easy and The Fly. Was she in that? Probably not.
Her husband was.
Right. Same thing.
Jeff Goldblum.
I have a painting exhibit
Pittsburgh native, Jeff Goldblum. What?
I have a painting exhibit up.
So anyway, celebrity crushes. What does this have to do with...
Have you ever had relations with a celebrity? Have you ever had sexual relations?
Well, for 4 years I dated Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I don't know if that counts. He's kind
from
of
Home
a celebrity.
Improvement.
Yeah, right. When he's older.
If there's grass on the field, play ball. Is that your motto, kind of? I mean, exactly. He's old enough, and right. I mean, what is old enough?
Well, they
Pennsylvania.
Well, the
16.
Wow, 16, 14.
Well, didn't we talk about this?
I thought it was 14.
14? I don't know.
You
know,
you took him across state lines.
We need to get some
immoral purposes
legal representation.
I think so.
First, Sharon, your art exhibit. Mm-hmm. We have to plug some aspect of your professional career.
What about celebrity sex?
Plug me.
Just get in there.
Let's plug me right now. At Zenith Gallery in the South Side.
Zenith Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
26 and Sarah, on the Kona of those two streets. And
I have a friend who lives near there.
Well, yeah?
Sarah. 26th and Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's one street back from Carson.
Okay.
Parallel with
go across the Birmingham Bridge and turn left. And then you get to 26th, turn right. It's a block off Carson.
Gotcha.
Big red brick building.
Yeah. Huge.
Hmm?
So you have art there?
Yeah.
What kind of art?
Paintings.
Mm-hmm.
I've painted all summer. And
porn?
I did a little porn, but that had nothing to do with my paintings. And it's part of the creative process.
I only see paintings if they've got naked ladies in them.
No, but there are kitties. There are kitties in
naked
them.
Kitties?
Yeah.
All right. Kitty porn.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was a pun, not an actual endorsement of child pornography. Attention, FBI officers.
Right. So that show is up.
Your perky little ass is going to get a whooping after the show, Dr. Sexopolis. I just want you to know.
Why? What did I do now?
Oh.
Well, I thought you were talking about my cat. No, my cats are named Pants and Ass. Do you know this story? My rich husband, name is Rich Husband, told me that, I kept bugging him to get a cat and bugged him and bugged him and bugged him. And he finally said, okay, you can get a cat, but you have to name it Ass.
Okay.
And so you realize, you know, the humor in this is that, you know, my ass is caught in the screen door.
Time to feed my ass.
Right. My ass has fleas. My ass is shedding.
I don't know how to play that on the guitar.
My ass has fleas.
Right. My ass is shedding.
My ass has feline leukemia. You
know? Aw, really?
No.
Oh, good.
Imagine. My ass doesn't like strangers.
My ass is really furry today.
Yeah. Right. You get the picture.
Right. The wackiness is ensuing big time.
So, we found a mother cat and some kittens in May in our backyard.
Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Kept two of them, gave two away. So we have ass and pants.
Ass and pants. Pants is a funny word, too, but not quite as funny as ass.
Right. Ass is such an ass. And I look at her now, and I think if we had not had this agreement, what would I have named her?
Kitty.
I can only see ass when I see her, you know?
When you look at your cat, all you see is ass?
Look at that ass. Look at that sweet ass. She is. She is
asses
sweet
are cuter
girl.
When they're young.
And she's very...
As ass grows older, it's not going to be as cute.
Well, she is almost 2 years, maybe, old. So she's still kind of youngish. When we first found her, she was just starving to death. Nothing but...
Skinny little ass.
Yeah. Oh, and she had, you know, she was feeding her kittens, so she had big, you know, kitty.
Kittens?
Yes. Kitten feeders. And so she's gained a lot of weight, actually. The last time she went to the vet looked at me and said, she doesn't need to get any bigger than this.
Yeah, well,
My ass got big.
Your ass got big?
We had to feed my ass because my ass was starving.
That's right.
So.
But now your ass is in danger of getting huge, so.
Yeah, but she's sweet. She gives me sweet hugs. My ass hugs me a lot.
Well, that's good. I think you did mention that you had cats last time you were on the show. But
yeah.
As I said, my memory's been derezzed so many times by our able host. So celebrity sex. We didn't really get to plunge deeply into this topic at all.
Right.
Just trying to bring it back from your ass.
Right.
So you must have a TV boyfriend. I know a lot of women do, right? Like
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Is everyone's TV boyfriend. What are you eating?
Oh, I didn't... My producer gave me a piece of raspberry licorice.
It's blue.
Which still tastes of his man gift.
His manly fluids.
Shall I tear you off a piece?
No, thanks. I don't want secondhand man gift.
So, you were saying...
Yeah. Oh, whoa. No!
Whoa, okay. The producer's throwing stuff at us.
He threw his man gift all over us.
So, you're telling us, TV boyfriend.
Right. Well, you have to guess.
Ryan Phillippe?
The Rock.
No.
Somebody on One Life to Live. Jack, what's his
Palance?
Name?
Levine?
No.
This game is less fun than it seems to you,
yes.
Probably.
It's not fun. Ceased to be amusing at this point.
Right. Well, let's talk about something else.
Dish.
Matlock? The Matlock guy?
Yeah.
No.
Sharon, I think
musician celebrity. We'll talk about it later. And we'll talk about it in another show.
I think your standards are a little high.
I'm not ready to talk about it yet. I'll show you my tooth. I have a fake tooth in my mouth.
I think we've seen that.
You should do that for Halloween. You should be like a
pirate. You spent that nickel.
Actually, I actually credit the whole kind of Hollywood entertaino-industrial complex for making me gay. First of all, whoa, phone call.
Excuse me.
Hello, yeah. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us?
Who, me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Who is your guest tonight, again?
Our guest tonight is entertainment internet auteur, celebrity, and artist Sharon Mama Spell.
And you're asking her about anal sex?
Sure.
Really? What did she say about anal sex?
Are you writing this down?
Well, actually, I'm typing.
With one hand?
With one hand.
We're not going to recap the whole show for you here, Chester.
But Chester, let me give you a brief recap. You know, men obviously enjoy anal sex a lot because of the prostate. It's very pleasurable. Women don't have this gland. Do they still like it?
Yes. Well, according to the... I watch a lot of adult films, and women seem to like it, but I wasn't...
That star me?
I was never quite sure what they got out of it. Maybe mom.
A paycheck?
And here's this other kind of disturbing
Take
psychological...
job and shove it.
Owie.
And so here's this other disturbing psychological point. I had a friend who wanted to try anal sex with his girlfriend, and he said one of the motivations for wanting to try that was because it might hurt her a little.
But do women have a prostate?
No, of course not.
No?
Not one of their own.
Yes, often they have
He's
control over
several.
So do they do it for love, maybe?
But I won't regret what I did for love.
But there are some women who reportedly enjoy it.
Yeah, I was only half listening to the show. I was kind of walking around doing other things, and I'm sorry.
We
I
didn't tell.
I didn't mean for you to recap, but I just wanted to.
Well, so we really need somebody who can call in. Maybe you can look on the internet for us, or maybe you have some friends with them. Because the thing that's, I mean, I hear even lesbians who, like, presumably don't even have a penis and have no need to penetrate, also some of them enjoy anal play. And I'm, by all means, I'm the last person on earth to say anyone should be limited in the orifices they penetrate. But not being a woman, I don't have any insight into this, and that's why I reached out to you, Mama Spell, mm-hmm. or perhaps the caller who may know some women.
I've never heard of women doing that.
I like really boring sex. I like to go to sleep right afterwards.
Yeah?
That's what I like. I love that.
Well, that's one of the pleasures of married life, right? You can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, thank you for calling, caller. If you can, are you still there?
Yeah, yes, I'm here.
Is the caller married?
No, I'm single.
Single? How can you be single in the dating... Metropolis.
That is Pittsburgh.
The dating.
I just prefer being single.
Utopia.
But because I can experiment more, do what I want to do while being single. I don't have to, answer to anyone.
You can watch more porn.
I can. Yeah, I have lots of time for porn. That's true.
That's true. And the whole relationship marriage thing really eats up a lot of that key porn watching time. I agree.
But like when two women are together in the films, I don't seem to notice really any penetration at all. It just seems to be, you know, more for, you know, the man to see two women together, whether they're kissing or touching. But there always seems to be, it's like there's a formula for every porn film, and you know, usually a woman having anal sex is part of the formula. It's like, you know, a man and a woman, two women.
Well, I usually just watch
the music.
Did you
see my recent movie? I was in a recent movie, Dancing in My Box.
She's supposed to be Bjork.
But I really didn't know. About a prostate being, you know. I mean, I didn't think women had one, but I just
wondered.
They don't. But this is an experiment you can do at home, right?
I play a blind prostate. Woman who gets together with Sandra Bernhardt.
Walking all over my prostate.
And I have one more question. I hope this isn't weird, or one more thing to say.
Can't get any weirder.
Okay. Well, if a woman is having sex with two men,
yes,
and both men are penetrating the woman at the same time, one through the vagina and one anally,
right?
Don't the men feel each other inside the woman, and isn't that somewhat homosexual in a way?
That's a fascinating question, Sharon.
But they're actually using a woman to like rub their penises together.
Wow. It's just like being in fourth grade when we used to go
sword fight
behind the.
I don't know. I've never been in that situation personally.
Well, I think you know. I think
the woman is where in the kitchen.
It's the legendary San Francisco sandwich. A man at each end. Well, not at each end. The same end, but both entrances. If you know what I mean.
Vaginally.
Because there are three.
What?
Entrances.
Well, yeah.
Or exits, depending on...
You'd have to be... The urethra or the mouth?
Yeah, but you'd have to be extremely tiny to fit into that urethra, right? And
what is the name of the guest again on the show?
The name of the what?
The name of the guest.
Sharon Mama Spell.
You can find out more about me at www.analsex.com. Yes. No. MamaRama.net.
What did you bring someone named Mama on your show for to talk about sex about for?
Well, she's female. She's had sex. She's married even.
I've had sex.
I guess I was...
And
I can't count how many partners I've had. How about that? Is that exciting?
And DJ is still coding. He's been drinking heavily lately.
I was at Giant Eagle at the beginning of your show, and I didn't hear the radio.
See? Mm-hmm.
They're not playing this at the Giant Eagle?
No.
They should be. Well, if you're really...
go ahead. I was just saying, this is a very simple physiological question. You're a woman. You have an anus. You have a vagina. I believe the sort of wall between sort of the anal canal and the sort of vaginal canal is pretty thin. And indeed, these men could feel their, like, bulbous penises kind of rubbing against each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Look, you're the woman. Like,
I'm speculating.
Get out the speculum and, you know, find out for us. I'm tired of this show, if anything, is about...
Facts. Cold, hard facts.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't speculate. We don't, I mean...
That's how you can win up.
All right, when Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Michael Nesmith were both penetrating me that one time in Acapulco, I could feel both of them rubbing against each other through my thin wall between those two.
Did Jonathan Taylor Thomas appear to get off on that more than you?
Yes.
You know what really yanks my nads? Have you guys eaten all of these?
No.
Little licorice
I brought ones? My own candy.
Oh, okay.
You're eating food while we talk about anal sex?
Yes. Chocolate pudding.
Oh. I hope you don't think I'm weird. I just think about anal sex a lot. And when I thought I heard you talking about that on the radio when I was walking through the room.
So do you have, first I should start, do you have, I mean, I don't want to put you in any kind of box, but what is the caller's sexual
I have a new movie, Dance in My Box.
I have sex with men.
Oh, so you're
But I often look at pornography with women in it.
So you're a closeted heterosexual.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
I was wondering.
I don't discriminate when it comes to sex, except I prefer to have sex with men.
Do you seek out when you look at women in pornography? Do you look for masculine looking women like Bea Arthur?
sweet Bea.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Ho ho ho. Domi. Ma, turn your head.
But I don't really have a lot of sex, so I think about anal sex a lot.
Really?
It just kind of got me, you know.
I had a girl, and Ruby was her name. She don't love me, but I love her just the same.
So do you know where I can find more anal sex in Pittsburgh?
Did what?
Could you tell me where I could find more anal sex in Pittsburgh?
I believe on MamaRama's website, mamarama.net. You have a whole section to it.
Right.
All about anal sex.
And
it's a button that says "Vote for my live journal." Click that, and that will take you directly to
free anal sex.
Yes,
guaranteed. You have Mama's stamp of guaranteeness on it.
It's none of my business, but you have to eat.
Bjork, hang on. I really feel like our caller is really reaching out to us, and we would be derelict in our duty as...
You said duty.
You're just thinking you can score.
Our duty. Well, maybe. Caller, do you consider yourself passive or active anal sex?
Well, active.
Do I
do it or get it done to me?
A pitcher or catcher, as they say.
I would say I pitch.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why I think about it all the time. Maybe I'd like to catch.
Hmm. I see the silken brow of our host furrowing.
Well, so this is, I mean, it's well known that, so there's this famous story, at least it's famous in the lore, in the gay lore, that, you know.
I don't know if I'm really gay. I just have sex with men.
You know me again, and your ass is going to be cherry red from the whipping I'm going to get it. So there was this...
And he means it.
Popular... So just the idea is that if you tend to ask gay men, like, most of them will tend to say they're bottoms.
Uh-huh.
And so it's actually harder to find a top than it is to bottom. And so finding someone like you who self-identifies as a top... This is an intriguing resource for me.
You're a hot commodity.
Huh.
And so I'm wondering, A, do you find yourself more in demand because you identify as a top, and B,
what's your phone number?
What are you doing after the show?
our host is titillated, I can tell.
I just don't, you know, I'm a little shy, and I just don't know how to meet people sometimes, that's all.
Have you considered becoming a comedian?
Me?
Well, Halloween's coming up. You can dress up and have lots of anonymous sex, and no one will ever know it's you.
What would that look like?
Well, imagine yourself in...
It'll look like this.
I don't know. Some kind of face-obscuring costume would preserve your anonymity.
Huh.
While giving you...
Okay.
Dress up like the Gore Girls.
No, I don't. I like to dress like a guy.
Dress up like George Bush. I'm sure all sorts of, like, unusual fantasies could be fulfilled upon you.
Do you guys know what time it is, by the way?
5 of 12?
I don't know,
huh?
There's a movie on Spice I'm going to be watching at midnight.
After this weekend.
On the Spice Channel.
What are you watching?
I don't want to.
Oh, some movie with a guy and two women. I forget
that. A guy, two women, and a pizza place?
Two ladies.
Are we boring you, Mama? Is that the problem here?
Anal sex. That's my favorite topic. Let's talk about it some more.
Well, I've been trying to reach out to you about the celebrity sex thing, but no, it's got to be about your ass.
I feel like I need to talk about it at some point, but I'm not ready yet.
The clock's a ticking.
Tonight.
Fine.
Well, we've got 6 minutes yet. I want to thank the caller for calling, and please stay on if you like. I'm feeling a little bit guilty about neglecting Sharon, Mama Spell. I want to devote the last 6 minutes to her and her alone. But I'd like the caller to stay on if he wants to, or go to your Spice thing, whatever.
Yeah, I got to get some things ready for this film.
The lotion, the Kleenex.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Anyone else that wants to call in, the numbers are 621-9728.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. 268-9728. 621-9728. I know I already said that, but...
It bears repeating. Mama.
Sharon, Mama Spell. Last 6 minutes of the show, all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Forced orgasm. When was that?
I was actually drawing pornography, or what I thought was, images of people doing it with my limited knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I was maybe in, like, 10th or 11th grade. I think 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I was drawing these pictures, and from drawing the pictures, I did. But only after a few years did I realize that that's what happened at that point.
Sweet.
And somehow
Lordy
I made
Lordy.
The connection in my head.
Just drawing?
Just drawing.
Wow.
Not touching.
You can even do that in public.
I have.
Wow.
But, yeah, I passed out. I thought I passed out, but it was not a passing out. It was a little death. It
really?
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it felt good, right?
Yeah, but it was strange because I didn't know what it was. I hadn't had the talk.
Mm.
Or I didn't know that I knew where babies came from, but I didn't know about the pleasure aspect of copulating
you
in that.
You had the unpleasant part of the talk then. Wow.
Don't get knocked up.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
I got knocked up one time. I was hitchhiking along Highway 49. I was on Highway 279 going
is this crack whore Bjork you're channeling
Robinson
now?
Robinson Townsend to IKEA to see my people at IKEA from my homeland.
IKEA is not from Iceland.
My homeland is IKEA.
I wish it could be my homeland. I love that place. I love following the yellow line.
Yes, and I got pregnant on the yellow line at IKEA to get a tummy
in the
tummy
bedroom
block.
Or the bathroom or the kitchen suites.
Get the log clock, yes, to get the Tulsa chair, yes, to get the Oog sheets. Yes.
Tulsa chair.
Very good. Got pregnant. Did not know about the pleasure of orgasm. No. Had a pregnancy.
Bjork, I'd like to speak to Mama for a moment.
Yeah, that was the first time, but then I figured out how to manipulate myself to without the drawing aspect.
Oh, yeah.
This is the part I don't get. I mean, when
I wonder people become artists.
Sorry.
To sit alone in a room all day by yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
When I had
you
my
only
first
need one hand to draw.
Orgasm. I mean, I didn't need the speech from my parents to know what it was. This is the part I don't understand. You said no one had told you that it was supposed to be pleasurable, and so you didn't quite make the connection.
Right. Well, I didn't know that it was that sort of pleasure. Like, there's pleasure you get from eating Twizzlers, and then there's orgasmic pleasure.
Hmm.
There's only two kinds of pleasure. There's only two kinds of pleasure.
One and the same.
So, I didn't understand that it was that kind of intense feeling. Did you eat the whole bag of Twizzlers?
I had three.
Well, technically, these are not Twizzlers.
No, they're blue,
the Buddy brand Twizzlers.
I'm sure the listening audience is fascinated with the in-depth analysis of the Twizzlers.
I ate several of these.
Or the symbolic meaning of eating a Twizzler.
Right.
Do you want to just end the show now and I'll play music for 3 minutes?
Is it that bad?
Yes.
Wow. Why?
Beat down
so
by
mean.
The producer.
Gosh.
In all my years of producing radio, I haven't heard anything as sad as the past 5 minutes on radio.
Wow. That's harsh.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I don't know
damn
who you are to judge, because I come to this country on a green card from Iceland, not from Greenland. I have ice card on this country and a visa.
I will admit, there hasn't been much sex in this episode of Sex Talk.
I like to be on top. There, is that better?
Wow.
That's good.
That's an intriguing image.
Yeah.
You said you liked boring sex. That's not really boring in the strictly Protestant sense of the term. I mean, that's good. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my favorite.
In the last 90 seconds or so, do tell us where you'll be appearing next in Pittsburgh, if you're not too afraid.
I'm going to MC the Mr. Pittsburgh Leather Competition at the Pittsburgh Eagle on November 11th. It's a Saturday evening, and if you would like to enter, you can get a form to fill out at the Pittsburgh Eagle on Eckert Street in the north side. There's information about that on my website at www.mamarama.net. Go to the button that says Upcoming Appearances, and that will lead you to the site.
How'd
you
get the only leather I own are shoes and a belt.
I have friends. I have connections. I actually perform for the Pittsburgh Motorcycle Club for their anniversary run and perform for them at the Ramada Inn. It was really a weird story, and we should have actually talked about that because they were dressed kind of like gay Nazis, like how you would think gay Nazis would dress. And from a distance, they looked really scary, creepy. But then I got closer, and they had like rainbow flags on their Nazi uniforms and little teddy bears and things like that. So they're funny guys. And
quick phone call unless you want
I just want to make a comment. You guys are doing a great job. I don't care what your producer says.
Thank you very much.
Every week.
You can come in and produce our show next week.
I'll give you tickets to my new movie.
He's decomposing the barrel.
All right.
You know, we really needed to hear that because I think our producers, what he's having are issues relating to his own
anal sex problems.
Well, yeah. So he's not feeling sexually secure and he's taking it out on us. Oh. He's trying to suppress.
And I'm not having any more suppression this week. I was bitten. I was shunned by my peers on my birthday. I tried to get people to come to a party on my birthday, and they didn't.
You didn't invite
me? And they sent me emails saying, I have to write a letter. I can't come to your party. So I'm not taking this guff.
Sharon invited me, and I rejected you.
See? I didn't have your email address.
Thank you. Well, I think we have to.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah. So,
entertaining, guys.
Mama Rama.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Paul. You know, thank God we have at least one caller, one listener.
Two.
I don't even know who that was.
Some guy. Hot for you.
I hope, caller, if you're out there and you're still listening, I hope you're stroking. I'm thinking about
Clarence
me.
Clarence Carter.
Thinking about me and stroking. What are you saying?
I
don't know what you're saying, Mama.
I stroke it to the east. I stroke it to the west. I stroke it with the girl I love the best.
Okay. We have to go. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week for another adventure in the macabre. Good night.